Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode 99. Oh, my God. We are so close to 100. I can't actually believe it. Next week, this podcast will be 100 episodes old. How absolutely fucking wild. It's so amazing. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. But here we are. So speaking of episode 100, I need your help, please. I'm thinking that because it's a special occasion, for me at least, I would like to do something a little bit different for that episode. So I reckon I'm going to do a Q&A. And I'd be really grateful if you would send me any questions that you have. They can be absolutely anything. They don't need to be specifically on mindset or specifically on manifestation. If you just want to be nosy and you want to know something else about me or about something in my life, that's fine. Or if you just want to hear my take on something, send them over. And what I will do is I will pick them out and I'll put them together into a little celebration podcast. How very exciting. So if you could send me those questions, the sooner the better, via DM on Instagram at Empower State, or you can post them on the private Facebook group, which you are very welcome to join. It's called Empower State Community. Just send a request to join and I will let you in. So also congratulations to Shelley, who is the winner of the quarter one draw for a free one-to-one. If you would like to go into the next draw, all you need to do is leave me an Apple review. It doesn't actually matter where you listen. You can still leave an Apple review. It's the only one that allows you to actually leave a written review. And I will add your name in. And the next one is going to be drawn at the start of July. So this week, I'm going to talk to you about developing the muscles to sit in uncertainty, to sit in discomfort. Now, if you follow me on socials, you might have seen me go live on Instagram and Facebook and talk briefly about this last week. I was talking about what makes a successful person experience that success. Now, I do just want to say, first of all, I want to clarify that success doesn't just mean money. It can absolutely mean money. It often means money. But it's such a unique thing that it looks different to everyone. So I see money as a byproduct of success. So you've got to get clear on what success would look like for you. So I'll give you an example. For me, success means being able to have a lot of experiences in my lifetime. It means to be able to travel all around the world. It means to have positive global impact on a massive scale. It means to be self-employed so that I get to decide how I live and how I work and I no longer have to be chained to a job that's out of alignment. It means to be able to work on purpose, to do what I'm naturally inclined towards and use that to do good in the world and leave something behind, leave it better than I found it, to have a connection with spirit. That's what success is for me. And as a result of that success, there will be byproducts. And those byproducts will look like the things that often are seen as success, if that makes sense. So, for example, financial abundance, the home of my dreams, being able to fly first class, being able to drive a G-Wagon. But that's not really the success. The success for me is the impact and the freedom. The other things, the material things, are great and we should absolutely embrace those things if we want them. But they are the byproduct of having success. They're the material wealth. So I've got no idea what success looks like for you personally. It could be that you want to run a marathon, for example. One of my best friends, Jen Lev, has just run a Manchester marathon yesterday and she's lost 6 stone. She's become a fitness instructor. She's regained her health and her confidence. That is success. That's massive success. It's different to mine, but it's massive success. So think about what that means for you. Don't focus on the byproducts. Definitely have those up on your vision board. They're great. Like they get them on there. Don't feel guilty or ashamed for wanting material things, but think about what is it that you're going to experience because of your success? Like, how will life be different? I hope that makes sense. I feel like I'm rambling a bit today. Anyway, so we can separate people into two groups, which sounds a bit harsh, but we're going to do it. So there's people who are successful and people who aren't. And by success, that means that they've got a vision and they achieve it or they don't, basically. And the successful people are not just naturally more talented than others. They don't have some kind of special advantage over the other group necessarily. Now, of course, people do have advantages which may help them, but that's not the deciding factor between success and not having success. It's absolutely not. And they do have something that can be developed by anyone if they choose to develop it. So the difference between the two groups is that the successful people have developed the muscle of sitting in discomfort and sitting in uncertainty and being calm with that uncertainty. They're willing to take these perceived risks, these risks that we're told are risks, because the vision that they hold in their imagination is so exciting and it's so big and the life is so juicy that the risk isn't actually leaving the comfort zone to pursue it. The risk is to stay where they are, doing what they're doing and knowing what they're knowing and never experiencing that big vision that they've got in their imagination coming to fruition in the 3D. We have been so conditioned to believe that risk lies in not having security. If you are over 30 and perhaps under 30, then you will have been brought up in a society that tells us it's so important for us to be secure and safe. That's the number one priority. You should get a safe job where you're not at risk of losing it. You should save for years and be able to buy your own home. And even more so, which sounds ridiculous to me, I've never, thankfully, I've never understood this one because I've not been conditioned to believe this by my family. But like, overpaying on your mortgage so that you can get it done faster, like that makes no sense to me, and sacrificing living to do that, right? Bizarre to me. That you should settle down with a partner and get married with somebody who is safe. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. These things are okay. But make sure that it's not just for security. So that idea of getting like officially locked in with this safe partner. That you should have kids so that someone will take care of you when you're old. I cannot tell you how many people have given me that response when I've told them that I've chosen not to have children of my own. They're like, well, who will look after you when you're old? If that's the reason that you're having children, you need to reassess it, because that's not what you should be having children for. Things like you should pay into a pension so that you can retire at 70 after working 40 hours of your week in a job that drains the fucking life from you for the majority of your time on earth. The message is so deeply ingrained in us to stay safe. And so when we choose to risk that safety, I'm doing air quotes, of a job to start a business that lights you up, or risk leaving a shitty relationship to be on your own, or to be in a happier relationship, or risk not having a mortgage for the opportunity to be able to travel all over the world instead with nothing tying you down, our subconscious, who has been programmed to stay safe, stay safe, stay safe, will start ringing the alarm bells loudly. And you will experience that as a sense of sometimes extreme discomfort. Now, if you don't have a vision that is big enough, you've got nowhere to go apart from your circumstances. The circumstances are the alarm bells. It's what's ringing around you going, ah! You are not safe. Get back where you belong. Get back in that comfort zone. So when I'm telling you on this podcast over and over again, and you probably get sick of hearing it, create the vision and make it fucking huge and make it crystal clear. That's because when you take that leap from the safety zone that your subconscious loves so much, from the comfort of what you know and what you've always done, you will be presented with circumstances that will bring you discomfort. I can guarantee it. That's to see if you really want what you say you want. It's to try and draw you back in. is to try and get you so uncomfortable that you retreat back to safety. You will get those notifications from your bank telling you that you're overdrawn or that your direct debit has bounced. You'll get text messages off your ex that try and get you to view the relationship through rose-tinted glasses. You'll get the opinions of your friends and of your family who are worried and are trying to talk sense into you. You'll get the opportunity to skip your marathon training. The circumstances will be there and they will scream at you. They will make you uncomfortable. So the question is your vision big enough and exciting enough to stay calm and stay grounded in it when the shit undoubtedly hits the fan in the 3D? Because it will, absolutely will. Do you want your desire enough to disregard and neutralize what you're experiencing with your senses and stay in that vision? Can you close off to what other people are saying because you know that they don't see what you see in your imagination? Do you, and this is an important one, do you understand deeply enough that whatever has been created in your mind has no choice but to play out in your 3D reality? Even the shitty past thoughts have got to play out, and therefore so will the new thoughts, the positive thoughts, the thoughts that are coming from your vision. Because you absolutely need those things that I've just mentioned. You need to be able to have a big enough, juicy vision that excites you. You need to be able to disregard what you see with your senses. You need to be able to close off to other people's opinions. You need to have a deep understanding of the fact that you are creating with your thoughts. Because if you don't have those, you're fucked. I'm sorry to tell you, but if you don't have those things, it's not going to happen for you. Make sure you've got those things. Don't leap until you've got those in the fucking bag. They are important. And I feel like, especially in my family, my friendship group, I feel that people view me as the person who is telling you to, like, oh, just quit your job, leave your shitty relationship, sell your house, do whatever you want. Like, and I am, in a way. But only if you have got those things in the bag. I would never tell somebody to do that until they feel secure in those things that I have just mentioned. I'm going to mention them again because they're important. A massive vision. Disregarding what you see with your senses if they don't align with where you're going. Closing off to what other people say. A deep understanding that your thoughts are what is creating your reality, and that just as your old shitty thinking will play out, so will your new positive thinking. Don't leap until they are in the fucking bag. That is the difference between people who experience success and people who don't, is that they've got those in the bag and therefore they can leap into the unknown 3D, and they have built that muscle to sit in the discomfort when all those things are coming through, when all those circumstances are happening around them, and be okay, be comfortable. Well, maybe not comfortable, but be okay, be calm. Because they know that the risk is not losing what they've got. It's not getting what's in their vision. That's the real risk. It's staying safely where they are, unhappy and fulfilled, and never seeing their vision come into fruition. Rewire that belief that you hold from your upbringing, from society, from the people around you, that security is the goal. You can be secure in a prison, but you're not free. You're not enjoying your life. You're not having a fucking good time. Adventure is the goal. Experiences is the goal. Growth is the goal. Learning about yourself is the goal. Living in the vision in the 3D is the goal. Because you were willing to risk what you have now for something so much greater. And you did that fairly easily because it was so big, the risk was not having it. Does that make sense? If you want that success, expect it. Absolutely expect it. Know it. Live in it. Make decisions from it. Be the person who already has that, whilst also developing the muscle of being okay when the 3D looks like you're in the middle of a game of Jumanji. It's the realignment period. It's messy. It's scurry. It's not looking good all the time on the outside, but it doesn't matter. because you know where you're going. You know where you already are. You've been there. You're in the vision every day and you're becoming that person. But all of that is necessary in order to get you to the other side. And when you get to the end of your life, I know I'm going deep here, but when you get to the end of your life, you will see that the risk you took was far less terrifying than knowing that you stayed exactly where you are because you were too afraid and you hadn't developed the muscle of being okay in that discomfort. And therefore, you never experienced that vision come to life. So that is what I've got for you today. I hope you enjoyed this week's pod. The last one in double figures before we hit triple figures. How fucking exciting. I would be so grateful if you would help me by sending in your questions on the Facebook group and Post It community, or by DMing them on Instagram at Empower State. And I will see you next week for the 100th episode. See you later. Have a fabulous week. Bye.